What was it you wanted?
His question restored all of Vianello's nervousness. He uncrossed his legs and brought his feet together, sitting up straighter.
It's about a friend of mine, he said, and then paused. He's in trouble.
What kind of trouble?
With us.
The police?
Vianello nodded.
Here? In Venice?
Vianello shook his head and said,
No, in Mestre. That is, in Mogliano, but they were taken to Mestre.
Who?
The people who were arrested.
Which people?
The ones outside the factory.
The paint factory?
Brunetti asked, recalling an article he had seen in that morning's paper.
Yes.
The Gazzettino had that day devoted the front page of its second section to a report of the arrest of six people during a No Global protest in front of a paint factory in Mogliano Veneto the previous day. The factory had been repeatedly fined for its failure to observe regulations on the disposal of toxic waste, but it continued to operate regardless, choosing to pay the small fines rather than invest in changes to its production methods. The protesters were demanding that the factory be closed and had tried to prevent the workers from entering. This had led to a confrontation between the protesters and the workers, during which the police had intervened and arrested several people.
Is he a worker or a No Global?
Brunetti asked.
Neither,
Vianello answered, then qualified his response by adding,
Well, not a real No Global, that is, no more than I am.
This sounded, apparently even to Vianello himself, like a dead end as an explanation, so he took a breath and began again.
Marco and I were at school together.
But then he went to university and became an engineer. He's always been interested in ecology. That's how we know one another, from meetings and things. Once in a while we have a drink together, after a meeting.
Brunetti chose not to inquire about these meetings and waited for the inspector to continue.
He's very concerned about what's going on at that factory, and in Marghera. I know he's been at protests there, too, but he's never been involved in anything like this.
Like what?
When things get violent.
I didn't know that was the case, Brunetti said.
The paper had reported only that people had been arrested. There'd been no mention of violence.
What happened? Brunetti asked. Who started it?
Though he knew how people always answered this question. Whether for themselves or for their friends, it was always the other guy. Vianello sat back in his chair and crossed his legs again.
I don't know. I only spoke to his wife. That is, she called me this morning and asked me if I could think of some way to help him.
Only this morning?
Brunetti asked. Vianello nodded.
She said he called her last night, from the jail in Mestre. And he asked her to call me, but not until the morning. That's when she got hold of me, just as I was leaving for work.
Vianello paused for a moment and then returned to Brunetti's question.
So I don't know who started it. It could have been the workers, or it could have been some of the No Globals.
Brunetti was surprised to hear Vianello admit this as a possibility, but he said nothing, and the inspector went on.
Marco's a peaceful guy. He wouldn't start anything. I know that, but some of the people who go to these things, well, I think some of them use it as a way to have some fun.
That's a strange choice of word. Fun?
Vianello raised a hand and let it fall to his lap.
I know it is. But I think that's the way some of these people look at it. Marco's talked about them. Says he doesn't like them and doesn't like it when they join a protest because it increases the risk of trouble.
Does he know who the violent ones are?
Brunetti asked.
He's never said, only that they make him nervous.
Brunetti decided to bring the conversation back to its original purpose.
Why do you want to talk to me?
He asked.
You know the people in Mestre better than I do. And the magistrates, though I don't know who this has been given to, so I wondered if you could call and see what you could find out.
I still don't understand why you don't.